recordings from live broadcasts. You are being transferred to standby till the start of the year. When you're ready to start the year, press 5. You are now being transferred to broadcast. And hang up.
Good morning, Rabbi Isai. Continuing our discussion that we were talking about being over lifnei hamispalel, or sitting down within Dalad Amos of a mispalel, which is much more shkiach during the Aseres Meit Shuvah when people daven long shmoneh esrus. So we were speaking about the makor, and the makor was a posuk in the makor is a posuk in Shmuel Aleph, in which it says that Chano said, "Ani hoisho hanitzeves imachoboze." The lady who was standing here with you is Mashma, says the Gemara in Brochus. The Gemara in Brochus says it's Mashma from that posuk that they were both standing. In other words, that Eli was standing lichvoid the fact that she was davening. So we asked questions yesterday and. For instance, how did he, why shouldn't he sit down if he thought that she was shikah? Yeah, if he thought that she was shikah, then he could have sat down. He didn't have to have respect for her davening and to stand up because she was davening if he thought that she was shikah. So what? Because it says, "Ani ho isha hanitzeves imecho bozeh." I stood with you. Yeah? So there are some who want to say, well, I'll come to it, right? I said yesterday, it's not really a nachshir, yeah, but we want to try and explain it. So the Mefarshim say as follows. Eli was a Kohen Gadol. So Eli was allowed to sit in the Azorah, right? Masha Einkein, a regular person, is not. Therefore, Chana had to stand whatever happened. There's no yeshiva in the Beis HaMikdash except for the Melech Yisrael and the Kohen Gadol. Therefore, Eli was Zecha standing. But it says, Ve'eli Yoshev al Mezuzas Beis Hashem. That the Eli was sitting. Yeah? So some want to say that he was sitting al mezuzas beis Hashem means by the door, yeah, but just outside. And he was seeing how she was davening. The Tosfos also brings some chasidishim shotim, yeah, two chasidishim shotim. One is, Anoichi, I'm the ha'isha hanitzeves imecho. Imecho is written ein mem chaf hei. And it shouldn't be written ayin mem chaf hei. The normal way is ayin mem and end the chof. Yeah. So therefore, if they say imecho is pshat that I was with you, but I was hey, I was 5 amas away. I wasn't within the dalad amas of you, and therefore outside the dalad amas he'd be allowed to sit. Another pshat that's brought down is bozeh, or imecho bozeh. Didn't have to say that. I'm the woman who's sitting here bozeh. So Tosis also brings that pshat. The bozeh is gematria 12. Yeah, pshat is that she was by a wall, and then there was 4 amas, 4 amas, and 4 amas. So therefore, that's the 12 amas was like around her, creating a box that she was by the wall. Anyway, B'li'edu, we want to carry on Im Yirtzeh Hashem on Sunday with this inyan, and we're about to start today's shir. I just want to just say a word because I can't say nothing. Today is probably the saddest day in the history of Torah Way. For those of you who haven't heard, our founder, Reb Dudi Zichron Levrocha, was Nifta in America. And actually, it happens to be the Yotzat today of Mr. Joseph Zichron Levrocha, who was our oldest ever member, who was still attending Torah Way at the age of 100 plus, I think. And was? At 106, yeah. So, but Dudi was Nifta. Recently, he was our founder, he was our driving force, he was our fundraiser, he was our influencer, he was constantly looking for ways to improve Torah Way and to keep it going and looking for things. He even had a plan for this Elul. He wanted to do an end your week the Torah Way. He was thinking of doing a Thursday night shir again. He was always looking towards Torah Way. And unfortunately, he was Nifter, and it's a terrible, it's an unbelievable sad loss for Klal Yisrael, sad loss for Torah Way, sad loss for Kil Asol Moshe, and we will miss him.
Start your day at Torah Way, North West London, Friday, Yud Tes Elul, 12th of September, Rabbi Yechiel Fein, Ashlita, Oriu Lashem Kol Ha'oret. This week's Torah is sponsored by family wide runner for Tzimus of Mitzvah. Wide runner, your Mitzvah's last Shabbos. He wrote in Shitzvah, Hero was killed by Machas, and it's also him. Also, the Nishmas of Moshe ben Rav Yosef, Zichron Baruch, on his third Yad site today.
I must confess, the idea which I just heard has shaken me a lot. I met here this morning one of the Mispalalim, and we spoke after davening, and he said to me, Golders Green has not changed, has it? And I said to him, I beg to differ. Golders Green has changed very much, but sometimes when you're together with a person the whole time, you see him every single day for 50, 60 years, you're less sensitive to the differences which happen to this person you're acquainted with. He's aging physically, he's aging mentally, one is less familiar with it. But if you see this person after a long time, then you see the differences are very much more evident and noticeable. So I can tell you on a personal note, as a Yelid of this town, Golders Green, that the place here has changed. This is where I was brought up. And having been away for most of the years, coming back occasionally to visit family, I can tell you that the place here has changed tremendously, Baruch Hashem L'Tov. And we do not believe in evolution. Changes do not happen from themselves. Changes happen because Yechidim make them happen. If you're oiskim b'tzorchi tzibur, Kodesh Baruch Yishalem Schorom, I would have liked to have been able to say V'yostimim kol machlom v'yirpo l'chol gufom. Unfortunately, we're past that stage, but Yosef Dov, I knew him as Yosef Dov ben Chelom, what's his father's name?
Shimon.
Yosef Dov ben Shimon, Zichron Tzadik Livrocha, has a big chelik in what has happened to Golders Green over the last 50, 60 years. Torah way, start the day with Torah way, is not just starting the day, because the start, the aschola of the day, has ramifications on the rest of the day. And that's clear that Torah way has a very, very vital and important role in this expansion of Yiddishkeit in the community. Shem Yazor, that the schus of all these shiurim should be melavehim in Gan Eden. He should be a melitzoyshi for all of us, and we should hear only psuras tovis, yeshuas v'nechomis. It's a little difficult. I will start with the moshel, which the moshel may sound amusing, but please ignore the amusement of the moshel and concentrate on the nimshal. There was a couple who got married, and he was a younger man, an avrech. And several weeks after the chasna, there was a major incident in their marriage. What happened? She prepared her husband for when he came home from kollel, a delicious meal. And he enjoyed it, every morsel of it. I don't know if it was roast beef or I don't know what. Anyway, at the end of the meal, the wife asked the husband, "Would you like anything else?" So the husband thought, and he said, "Yes, I'd like a coffee." "So coffee, you mean probably a black coffee?" He said, no, a white coffee." "So you probably mean with the soy milk?" No, white coffee with milk from the cow, proper, the real thing." So she was devastated. Her husband's a younger man, how can he come with such a request? So she took her feet, and she went to her parents, and she said, "Look, he seemed like a very choshev younger man, but I think I've fallen in here." So the father of the girl said, "Well, we've got to investigate." And he called his Rav what to do. And his Rav said, "You've got to go speak to his Rosh HaKoylo." So I spoke to Rosh HaKoylo. Rosh HaKoylo says, "He's a very stable younger man. He's an Elach younger man. It's Kan Yizayin. Let's go and ask his Rosh Yeshiva." And they discussed with the Rosh Yeshiva. He was in total disbelief. So the Rosh Yeshiva and the Rosh Kollel, they decided they're going to call in this younger man and ask him, "My high, what's going on? How come you?" So they called him in, and he came. And they asked him, "Lou, how's married life treating you?" He said, "Yeah, Baruch Hashem. It's your wife. He said, she's a good cook." He says, "Oh, le'elu le'elu mashu kesudas hamelech shloim hamelech b'shaita nishchayech mamsh." So what did you have last night for supper? Okay, so an unusual question for Rosh Kodil to ask. He said, "I had roast beef and whatever." And did you tell your wife it was great? He says, "Yes, of course." He says, "And that's all you had?" He says, "No, no, she asked me if I want anything else." And I said, "Yes, I want a coffee." "A coffee? So you mean a black coffee?" He says, "No, white coffee with milk." We're just learning now Hilchos Basar V'Cholav in Kodil. What's going on here? So the husband said, "You don't understand. When I ask my wife for something, till I get it takes at least 6 hours. Now, I told you this was not said to amuse you. This is a moshel shahed from Rav Melech Biederman. Now let's go to concentrate on the nimshal, because that's much more important for us. All the yomim tovim, it's true we have dinim of shleishim yom kodem achag. You have to learn Hilchos Pesach and you have to learn Hilchos Sukkos. Rosh Hashanah has got another hakdama to it. That Yadua, the acronym of Tammuz, is Zmanei Tshuva Mamash Mishinu Boim. The acronym of Av is Elul Bo, and Elul is Elul, and Ladoidi Vidoidi Li. We need a proper preparation, not just with the Yedias HaAlocha. We need a preparation, a mental preparation, to go into Rosh Hashanah, into Yemei Adin. A person can't just jump into the swimming pool if he doesn't know how to swim. If he does, he needs a good lifeguard. But it's kind of dangerous. We go into Yom HaDin, if we don't have a proper preparation, it's true we can say all the tefillahs we can daven, but that's not Yom HaDin. Yom HaDin requires proper preparation, mentally, physically. Without that, a person hasn't has his chances of being Zeicha Badin, Mitam Midas HaDin, are very slim. There's Midas Rachamim, of course. But a person has to make proper preparations for Yemei Adin. And the preparations, we're now in the middle of, the peak of the middle of the preparations, Yemei Aslichos. I heard a diuk from Rav Vozna, very interesant. The Sfaradim Ki Yadua, they are noyeg to start saying Slichos in the beginning of Elul. I know in the 9 days there, they eat all the meat. Somebody said he wants to become a Svadi. I said, "You want to become a Svadi? Start in Rosh Chodesh Elul." Al Kolponim, the Rav Vozna was medayik. Shteit noyagim lakum ba'ashmeres habeke v'shpashomet loyim eslichos v'sachanunim Rosh Chodesh Elul ve'elech ad yom ha-kippurim. Zog d'remo u'minag b'nei ashkenazim nekein elam Rosh Chodesh ve'elech matchin l'tkoyach ha-tfilas shachris. So Rav Vozna said, the Ramo is not chaylik. On the two dinim which are written in the Mechaber. One is to get up early, and the second is to say slichas. So, the Ramah, we're not noeg to say slichas, but he didn't say we're not noeg to get up early and to start. That means the marechet, or the chizuk, which is required in Yimei Elul, is shayach not only to Sfaradim. We all have to be mischazik, everyone ish, leiv adam yodea moras nafshe, everyone knows his weak points that he has to concentrate on and strengthen. But without doing that, it's going to be difficult to be prepared properly for Yemei Adin. When we were little children, a few years ago, the focal point of Rosh Hashanah for us was the apple and the honey. That was, came home from school, apple and honey, honey and apple. That was the main thing. And we have to understand, of course, that's a very sweet part of the Rosh Hashanah, but it's certainly not the main thing. There's only one mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah, and that is Tkiyas Shofar. But if we're mentioning the apple and honey, I will mention Derech Agav, something very interesting. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman was very, very makpid in his shiur, used to say, we know that there's a din of Seder Kedima with brachas. That means that if you've got several fruits in front of you, the first fruit to make the bracha, you make only one bracha, Beripriyat, and make all the other periods. And what do you make the Beripriyat? Shiva Saminim. So if you have on your table Simonim, and amongst the Simonim are Tzimorim, which is Dvash, or Rimoin, and you make a bracha Beripriyat on your apple, so you're being medaleg on the Kadima. You should have made the bracha on the date. So what do you do? Come mix it. I don't want to tell anyone, Chas v'Shalom, that you should not make the bracha berperates on the apple. The Matei Ephraim always, when it comes to all these halachas of Yemei Adin, Kaseide, he can have a question, but he says, Ein l'shano is a minug, or something like that. So what is a minug is Kaddish, and we're not going to tell anyone to change, if that's how you've done all the years. But what is important is, and that we can certainly change, if you have on the table, at the time you make the Berper 8, the Shiva Saminim, then you've got a problem. If you want to Dafka make Berper 8 on the apple, if you want Dafka, so make it on the apple, but make sure that the other parents are not on the table. It's not clear that that's the correct thing to do, because if you intend eating Shiva Saminim, you should still be making the bracha on the Shiva Saminim. But if somebody does it, he does it. Legabe Shecheyonu.
When you bring it on the table, you have another
Ha'etz. No, it's a bracha shein. If you made bracha parates on the apple and you knew you were going to eat the other bracha parates, it's very schwer to say to make the other thing. Unless you want to use it after the suda, as like some kind of dvarim she'enum boi machmas ha'suda, as like a dessert or something. But everyone eats the simonim at the beginning of the suda. It's the main part of the menu. So Reb Shlomo Zalman mentioned that you should at least take off the table. Now, there's a bit of confusion about the din of Shechion, because let's start with the second night. The second night, there's a sophic if it's Yom Arichta, should you not make a Shechion? Lemaisa, we do make it, but because there's a slight sophic whether to make the Shechion, whether not to make the Shechion, so the minig is we bring a pre to the table, a new pre, and the person who is Mekadesh is Mechavin to be Motzi, also the new pre. The Maisi, you have to understand that Derech Klal, let's go back to the first night. The first night, if he knows he's going to eat, let's say he's got fresh dates. He knows he's going to eat fresh dates. So Reb Shlomo Zalman says, you can make a Shechionu in Kiddush, and then you can make another Shechionu on the pre. Why? Because the Shechionu, the first one is on the Zman, and the second one is on the Simcha of having the pre. So that's two different Shechionus. Second up, we've got a problem, so we solve it by making one Shechionu on two different things. But Beyesoid, it's two different Broch Shechionu. So according to Shlomo Zalman, it comes out, you could make Shechionu in Kiddush, and you could make then on the first night, and then you could make another Broch Shechionu Behemshech, when he eats a new pre.
What do you do the second night?
Second night you make Shechionu in Kiddush, and you because of the suffix says Mechavin to be Motzi the pre as well. Only because of the suffix. But Begadol you could have made two Shechionus. The Maaseh said the halacha is if you don't have a pre, you still make Shechionu in Kiddush. But we try to solve as many problems as we can, and therefore so the solution is to. What's interesting is to know is that Shlomo Zalman, he was noeg that there shouldn't be a hefsik between his Shechionu and his Achilas pri, and before Netilas Yadayim, he would already eat the pri of the Shechionu. So let's say he made Shechionu and he wanted to use dates, so he would make his Beri Priya 8, and his Shechionu doesn't need to make again because he already made it in Kiddush, so he makes Beri Priya 8 and he eats the thing, and it's not considered a hefsik between Kiddush and Seuda. Reb Eliashiv and Reb Chaim Kanievsky, they said slightly different. They said there's not a problem with hefsik. Why? Because Me'ikha Adin, not everyone knows this, but Me'ikha Adin, the Broch of Shechionu, is not only the Achilas Apri, and the Re'ias Apri. The marshal person buys himself a new suit. Me'ikha Adin, he should be making the Shechionu when he buys the suit, not when he wears the suit. Why Lemaisa don't we? Because maybe the suit won't fit him, won't be suitable, his wife might not like it, all kinds of options. But the Brocha of Shechionu is not only on the consumption of the pre, but also on the purchase of the pre. Dr. Chaim Reliashiv says there's no problem of a hefsek here because the Shechionu was on the pre, he saw the pre already. So he's already been nearly from it. Later he'll eat it. So that's not a problem. So, Leguf Shel Inyan, let's go on to our the topic which you were planning to speak on, which is Tkiyas Shofar. The pasuk which we say after Tkiyas, Ashrei Ha'om Yoideh Suruwa. Kibor Panechad. Where's the pasuk from? Anyone know? It's from the Machzor, but where's the Makor of the Pasuk?
It's
not in Tehillim. Amos. The Navi Amos, very good. Navi Amos, yet. Ashi ha'om yoyde eisu rua, zokta yisoyd v'sherish ha'voida, v'shem d'zoy ha'kodesh. Eshtei nish ashrei shoymei tkiya, or ashrei tukei tkiya, eshtei ashrei ha'om yoyde eisu rua. What does Yoyde Suah mean? He knows how to blow a nice tekiah. We're not taking auditions here for a philharmonic orchestra. Yoyde Suah means not just he knows technically how to produce a Shena tekiah. It means Yoyde Suah, he knows what the Truah represents and the meaning, the inner meaning of it. So what is it? We are kavyochol lahavdil, making a coronation of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, being mamlich Hakadosh Baruch Hu, melech malchem lochem. He's the melech malchem lochem without our coronation. But we are bringing into our system the gadol sabera and knowing who is going to determine how the next year is going to be, how it's going to look. That is what the Omer says. Somebody who knows what the sura is. That's how he can have Te'elis from the thing. If he's stumbled listening to music, I'm not sure what it's worth. This in Torah Way this week, the Meitiv Habanasi, there was a shir given on the inyan of Shofar HaGozel. I think this shir should be a Shir HaGozel because I intended to speak on this subject. But Tzadikim. So, the shia which was given did help prepare the infrastructure because we have a certain time limitation. So I'm going to use what was said in the shia, the Meitiv Havanasi, and we're going to see two interesting shailas on it. Kiyodua, the shia was on the chilukei deis between the Rishonim, on the Nusach Habrocha. Is it Lishmaya Kol Shofar? Or that's the Shittas of Rambam, or Shittas of Benutam, Litkoya B'Shefa. The Nafkemini is whether the Ikka Mitzvah is the Shmia, or the Tekiah, the blowing. And the Rambam, as you said, says Lishmoya Kol Shofar, and that's the Rambam actually, seven times the Rambam repeats the Halacha that Shofar HaGozel is the Kol is Kosher because the Ikka is Shmia. Seven times. Not on Shofar HaGozel, on that Shmia is the Ikka. So when we say Shmia is the Ikka, it does not necessarily negate the chashivus of the actual tekiah. Because there's lots of kashis on the two shittas, on the Rambam, there's kashis on the... So I believe it was mentioned in Shia as well. You've got the Maram Choviv in a Sefer Yom Teruah, that's part of Kapas Tamarim. The Maram Choviv makes some kind of compromise, he amalgamates the two shittas. The shitta of Rabbi Tam and things that you have to have a tekiah, l'shem tekiah, and that tekiah has to be heard. Somebody hears a tekiah which is not the Shem tekiah, so he heard, he's not Yotzer. But the kitzur, both of the components, it's tvei dinim, but with one din. You need both the components, also the shmia and also the tekiah. They're both important parts. One thing which I'm not sure if it was mentioned, and that's what's going to be in a ger, which I'm permitting to us today, that... somebody who hears Shofar Hagzula, even if he's Yoytze Mitzvah Tekiahs, it's b'chlal not poshut that you can make a brocha on the Tekiahs. There's a Gemara Yudua in Baba Kama, Tanya Releza ben Yaakov, Harei shegozal tzor shel chitin michaberu tochno losha v'afor v'fish menachalo, keitzet mevorech. He takes, he steals the thing and he makes a whole dough. What brocha does he make? So the Gemara ain't the mevorech. You can't make a bracha on that. Ain't the mevorech ele manites. I don't know what good English translation of manites is.
Insult.
It's an insult. Okay. It's an affront to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. You're taking something from him, from somebody else, being over on gezel, and you're not going to make a bracha on it. That's because of beitzea de'berech ne'at Hashem. You can't do that. So in the Yerushalmi says even shafa. he says that if somebody is using a stolen shofar, it's not pasandik that the katego, which is the shofar in this case, is a katego, because this represents something which was stolen. So you can't use a stolen shofar to add, you can use it, but it's not a very nice situation. He uses that as his sanega. This is to save me from din. I'm taking something which was stolen. It's pasnished. So how is this negir to us? And it's a lot more negir alocha lemaisa. If we say that a stolen shofar, you can't make a bracha on it. Yeah, you can be yotze, the shita terambam, Rabbi Yonatan b'chal not poshut. You can be yotze with shmiya of stolen shofar. There's a halacha hashoel shaloi midas kegazlan domi. If you borrow something, if you take my car without my permission, you're a gazlan. You're not allowed to do it. Now, what happens if somebody uses a shofar without rishus? Is he a gazlan or not? According to the klal, he should be a gazlan, and then he won't be able to make a brocha. Mitzat sheni, the halacha yidua, gemarim psochim, daftaladam base, nicha le'odom la'aseis mitzvah b'mimoina. A person is happy that his property should be used to be mekayim mitzvahs. That's what he's very happy with that. So that's l'chayy the din with the shofar. You don't have a shofar. I've got a shofar lying in my box. Take it, blow it, do a mitzvah with my thing. I'm very happy about it. We've got several mitzvahs where we see that the halacha is azoy and azoy. Let's see. The Shulchan Aruch writes, a person may take talis chaveroi and even make a brocha on it, providing when he returns it to its place, he folds it. On Shabbos he'll have a problem, but if he borrows a talis from somebody and... Because the din talis has to be al kanfei vigdechem, has to be your talis. If it's not your talis, then you can't make a bracha on it. Maybe you could. We'll see in a minute. Shita Saramor. But anyway, when you borrow a talis without permission, that's not a problem, and it's considered as so fragrant to the veld. Why don't you need maton al manos lahachzir? When I borrow it, I said he's masking, I can use it, but there's no maton. It's not mine. How can I make a bracha? It's felt in bigdechem. So the Rosh in Chulin says the Gevaldige Chiddush, he makes a hanocha. Somebody who's muchan to lend his talis to tzorich hamitzvah, so he's also muchan to do it in a way that it's effective. He's also muchan that this person should take it at keilu matana al manos lahachzir. Mimela, that's how, according to the Rosh, a person can borrow a talis and make a broch on it, because it works. The problem is, in Hilchos Lulav, the Ramos permits you to take arba minim from somebody to borrow them only on Yom Tov Sheni. Why? Because on the Yom Rishon it needs to be lochem. For the Trumas Aveshin and other people, why is it that if a person is maskim that I can lend you my chefetz to be mekayim in the mitzvah lochem, I'm maskim that you should do it by oifen that it works. So take my, even on the first day, take my arba minim. Maton al manas lachzir, be mekayem the mitzvah and return it. Ma baya? If the matara of the lending it was the person should be mekayem the mitzvah, should be mekayem it in the optimum way. So the Mogen Avraham gives the teretz that there's no maton al manas lachzir here, and Enochinami, he's not chayev to be mevorach on it. Novos, we have a klal. Women, do they make a bracha on are women chayev besukah? Are they chayev barba minim? No. Do they make a bracha? Yes. Why? Because something which somebody is noig, even if he's not, if it's a hidu, he's not mechuyev meika adin to do be mekayim this mitzvah, but he does it, he takes it on, such as noshim, he can still make a bracha on this hidu mitzvah. Mimele zok the Mogen Avraham. It's true that the talis is not mechuyev a bracha mi'ika adin because it's not mine, but I can make a bracha mitam minig. I'm noyek to wear a talis for covered at tefillah, and therefore I can make a bracha on it. That's what the Mogen Avraham says. Now, the Mogen Avraham is l'chor very shver, because that works only according to the Ramah. The Ramah says we can make a bracha on a mitzvah which you're not mechuyev, on a hidden mitzvah, a minig. But the Mechaba, Marona Mechaba, the Beis Yosef says, you can't. The Sfaradim take a losh on Halil. Sfaradim don't make a broch on Halil except on when the Halil is deraisa. because you can't, the Sfardim hold, the Sfardim hold that you don't make a bracha on something that's no chiyuv. Oy bazoi, when he borrows the arbasa minim, he borrows the talis on, oh no, the arbasa minim he borrows on the first day, according to Morgan of Rom, he could, or with a talis al kapon, he says you could make a bracha even though it's not mechuyv mikadin. That's the din of bracha on a hidu. So the Taz gives a different teretz. He's not happy with the Morgan of Rom's teretz, and he's miyashiv a different way. He says talis, the person is muchem, the owner of the talis is muchem, that the bailim should be mekayim it in the optimum way, which means maton al monoslaxia. Norvos. Yom rishin, arbas haminim, he's not maskim. Why? Because arbas haminim, he's more makpid than on other days on the shlemus of his arbas haminim. Because first day is deresa, and therefore, I'm very happy to do a mitzvah with my thing, but I don't want to risk, I've got an esrog, a tzask of an esrog, and if you hold it in the wrong way, the pitam, it'll break everything. I don't want to lend you my brass minimum on the first day. On any other day, I would lend it to you. But in principle, I would give it to you. If I would lend it to you, I would lend it to you on an omlas lachzim. But the Taz is mishayah that a person would not want to lend out his brass minimum on the first day.
So even on the first day, there'll be a difference between before he's been mekayim the mitzvah and after.
So after he's been mekayim the mitzvah, why is he makpid? Maybe he's b'nei abayis or something, or maybe he wants to give it to somebody else to be mekayim, to be mezakelim, but he wants to be on the spot. He's a bit risky. But I also had that thing. Why couldn't the Taz, after he's been mekayim himself, should the thing? But the Orach HaShulchan comes here. We have to be very medactic here. We're not changing any halachas here. The halacha is built on a metzias, but if the metzias changes, so the halacha changes. The Orach HaShulchan writes that today people are makpid more on shimush with their talis, and therefore it's very shayach that a person would prefer not to lend to his talis because hygiene or whatever. That's the Aruch HaShulchan. So in Mele, if somebody needs a talis, according to Aruch HaShulchan, he's going to have a problem of talis gzula, even though the Shulchan Aruch says beferish. There are other things which are faket. In Shulchan Aruch state that to borrow a sefer from somebody, you can't do because the person is makpid. Today, Sforim are so cheap and easily attainable, it's very likely that if I have a siddur in my box, I see a siddur in somebody else's box, the person is not so makpid and you could use it. Now, what about the Bala Shefer? There was a shiur given here a few weeks ago by Yedidi, before I should know you, everyone hears you. Spoke about the Indian of drinking from Kos Shel Bracha. Nachon? Richti, I heard right, it was you. Right. And it was mentioned that even though there's a big Indian to drink from Kos Shel Bracha, a person who is makpid on hygiene, he might be reluctant to drink from it and doesn't have to drink from it. Licha era, we're now in the post-COVID era, there's a lot more sensitivity today. What?
It's COVID.
There is still COVID around, you say.
Okay, sorry. We are getting near to the end of the COVID, but there's still COVID around. And there's flu, there's all other germs. It's very, very possible that people are makpid, that their shofar should not be used. Because he doesn't want to, you know, he wants the person to do a mitzvah with his mamun, but he's not willing to do it in such a matzav that he's going to risk, you know, he's going to enter into any health risks. So I'll tell you that I don't remember the beginning of the Tzkufa, but Reb Gershon blew in Ponovich for 70 years. Reb Gershon Edelstein. I said the beginning of the Tzkufa, I don't remember, but he had in his bag, that I do remember, two shofars. He had a spare shofar. Why? Because it could be sometimes if the shofar gets hoarse or something, so you have to wash out the shofar with rinse it out. Or whatever, that's mutter to rinse it out, there's no issue of washing a kli. But sometimes it's like it just doesn't go. The Sotan Shteltich in the first shofar, he used the second shofar. There was a Meister Shehoyo, but the Baal Tekeh had only one shofar. And I don't know if it was a kid or something, before he'd started the tekeh, he got thrown on the floor and cracked and became posel. He hadn't even made the brachas yet. What does he do? So somebody said there's a shofar in the box of one of the other mispalim, he uses it every day for Elul. Take this shofar and blow it. Now, according to what we're saying now, if today somebody is makpid, the Baal Shofar, that his shofar should not be used by somebody else for whatever reason, but even hygienic reasons, then he won't be able to use it. And I'll just add another tshuva from Rav Moshe, which makes strengthens this chashash. A person, we've got to, even if you know that rave people are not makpid, Rav Moshe Feinstein says that won't help you, because ein holchim b'mamon achar rav, and the rave people. It's not enough. You've got a mir to our makpid, and the mir to makpid will try to bring a chashash of gezel with the sheifa. So I'll have a problem with that. Okay, I can see that we're running out of time, so we'll have to leave some of the other things. I'll just be mesayim with one inyan, which the central part of our of Veidun Rosh Hashanah is the tzkiyas, but tefillah also takes a very, very important role in it, and carrying on what you spoke about before, about tefillah, so even somebody who's shikah. One has to know something very, very interesting. A person davens, and he sometimes thinks, how much kirch do I have in my tefillahs? My tefillahs are mi'onoichi. That's what a person thinks. But we see two instances here where the kirch ha-tefillah is unbelievable. There's a tshuva, shayla, of... start with Reb Chaim Shmulevitz asks a shayla. How come Moshe Rabbeinu davened to Ribbono Shel Olam al tefen el minchosam? Say al tefen el minchosam. Have him in a kirech va'adosay. His tefillahs will be miskabel b'shamayim. So Reb Chaim does not know how strong the kirech ha-tefillah is. He said there's a shayla asked about the nusach of the nusach of the tefillahs. Is all written in a nusach which people don't understand it so well. Why is it written like that? The state. Okay, well, finishing now. Okay, state that these tefillahs, even or that the goyim is a chashash, the goyim will take the tefillahs, and they'll be mispalel to that Aveda Zara. So slachos adav pele ma'oid. I'm worried about my tefillahs being copied by the goyim who davened to the Aveda Zara. What can that do already? So we see from here something very, very powerful. The tefillahs of even a goya over the Aveda Zara, nothing comes back empty. So anybody who's worried, what kind of tefillah do I have? What can I do? What can I put already? So we're getting here a very, very clear indication. A person's tefillahs can go before Kisei HaKovod, even with all his chesedim. Of course, the better and the stronger the tefillahs are, the more quality they are, that's better. But that's the matter. Eibishtol Helfen, we're going to Kitetze from last year, we're going to Tisovei, Tehei Shnas, Tehei Shnas, Pele, Ploim, Vyeshuas, Haklal, Vaprat, Shvul, Vizeicha, Shvul, Vizeicha, Badin.
Amen.
A short thought on the seder. I just came in and I heard, unfortunately, the terrible b'sira was to do geschehen. Just mention, first of all, that there's a three-way machloikas reshoinem on what Arami Oved Uvi actually means. There is a... Sorry, my head is confused because my head is flying from what I just heard. But nonetheless, Arami Oivayt Uvi Mayayaret Mitzrayim, who was this Arami? You have the Shitta of the Evin Ezra that's speaking about Yaakov Avini. He was an Arami Oivayt, somebody who was lost, he was a wanderer, started off in by his parents, by Yitzchok, then he went to Luvon, he went from Luvon, he went on his travails, and his travels, he finally went back to Canaan, and he went to Mitzrayim, so he was a wanderer. Rashbam says, no, it's not speaking about Yaakov, it's speaking about Avuam. Arami belongs to Aram Naraim, that's he was born, so therefore he's got the title of Arami. And Rashi is the famous one that we're speaking about Luvon or Arami. He's the Arami Oivet. When did he want to destroy Yaakov? When he ran after him, after he fled from Yulvon's house and he wanted to kill him. Then the problem is with that, what's got the shaykhs of a Yairat Mitzrayim? it's very nice, but some sort of association. So Pushuk Giret, let's go with the Alshech. Alshech says, Yaakov Avini worked 7 years for a wife. It was a very specific wife. He worked for Ruchel. He was going to marry Ruchel. He worked through cold and through heat and with very, very severe elements until he completed the 7 years, only to have him self-cheated by a crook. He switched his wife in the last minute, as much as he tried to avoid it, but at the end of the day, Levon got the better of him, and Leah became his wife. Leah became his wife, so his firstborn became Reuven. If he would have married his real wife, which would have been Ruchel, then the firstborn would have been an undisputed Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik wouldn't have had to fight for his Ksoines Pasim and for the rights of it, and it would have been understood that this is what belongs to him, because he's really the firstborn. But Levon messed that up. Levon saw to it that he married Leah. Leah had the firstborn, which was Reuven. Therefore, they incited an envy of the Shvutim. So therefore, the Shvutim believed that he was a Roidev. Therefore, they made sure that he was sold down to Mitzrayim. If since he was sold down to Mitzrayim, the rest of the Shvutim had to follow him. And therefore, Yaakov Avini also had to follow him. So in my lab, it works out very nicely. Aramet Oivet Uvi, Yaakov Avini is Taka, the one who was subject to Levon who Arami. Therefore, Vayered Mitzrayim. But I must tell you the truth. I feel like right now, Arami Oivet Uvi, that I am lost in thought because of what just transpired and how I heard. And what came to my mind, the first thing, was just simply, Higadati Hayoyim Lashem Elekechu Kivus Yeh Le'uretz. Higadati Hayoyim Lashem Elekechu means that a person who came to give Bikirim proclaimed in front of the Rabbeinu Shalom Kivus Yeh Le'uretz, Foshem asked, what did he say? Nothing was said. Check the few psikim before, there was nothing said. Higadati Hayoyim, I have said Hashem Melekech, what did you say? So the Mefoshim explained that this procession and the cows covered with their horns in silver and gold, the baskets, the magnificent fruits, the fanfare, and everything else that went around it, this is the Haguda. He doesn't have to say the Ivda that he came with this enormous procession and fanfare is the greatest proclamation of the Akuas HaTov. Could be that Higadati Hayoyim Lashem Elekechu is going now to a higher world, Kivusi El Uretz, our friend and Miyased of Torah Way, Dudi, Kivusi El Uretz, but the proclamation and the Haguda is the thousands and thousands of Shi'ira Torah that were benefited and were enjoyed and going to go together with him to an upper realm, Kivusi Eluretz, to that land, Asher Nishba Hashem, awaiting him there, the schis and merits of the thousands and thousands of Torah-way Shi'irim that were given because he was the one that promoted them selflessly, diligently, with alacrity, in the most trying circumstances, getting together speakers from a hospital bed, pushing forward to make sure that every single week 6 Shi'irim will be given. And there's Chis Ozan, Kivus Yad Uetz, Asher Nishba, Hashem Lavesayni, Luz Esluni, so Herrn Psiris Teufels, Yeshiris, in der Chumas, und aufgerocht werden auf Axiris und Teufel.
Oh,
mein Gott. Ich bin so froh, dass ich mich nicht mehr so gut bin. Ich bin so froh, dass ich mich nicht mehr so gut bin.